Wisdom from the Heart with Mia Andrea. I'm so excited to have you here. I hope you're doing amazing, and I hope you are ready to bust through those difficult conversations. I hope you are ready to have a tool that's like a firebomb in your pocket, so that when you meet somebody who has a totally different opinion than you, you will know how to handle it with ease and grace. Why is that important? Because every time you lose it, you bring yourself down to their level. And don't get me wrong, we are going to talk about that it is okay to rage. So this episode is not about sitting back and taking it, but it's about basically how to handle those people with opinions that makes you cringe. And from my social media feeds, I basically think that we all need it. We all need some civility in this maddening world. Okay, I am beyond ready to get started, so I am just gonna keep it really real today with like short action filled steps. And I'm so excited you're here. Whoa, you are amazing. Surprise! We all have opinions. And another one. Not everyone agrees with us. I know, right? It's weird because we're right. Or so we like to think. And I think that's a lot of the problem there. Because we have a very strong thing called a brain, and that brain likes to be in control. It's so much better than any computer, but sometimes it needs a little reprogramming, a little virus checking, just like your computer. But it is done in a different way. And we are going to talk about this in the episode as well. Because your opinions are yours. They're sacred. And they are very important to hold on to if you feel strongly about them. However, there is always a chance to change the opinion. You always have a chance to choose again. Like everyone else. And so, first of all, and this is important, Acknowledge your right to think. Acknowledge your right to think. Which basically means say to yourself, yep, I have the right to have these thoughts. I have the right to have these opinions. I have the right to express my opinions. I have the right to share my opinions with others. And honor that. We have established that your opinion matters. Now, let's take it one step further. If your opinion matters, if you want that to be taken into account and to be honored, then you need to do something in return. And that is realizing that other people with different opinions have the exact same right as you do. You might not like their opinion. You might even disagree so strongly that you feel sick. But they still have a right to have that opinion. If you want your opinions to be sacred to you, then you need to let other people have opinions that are sacred to them. Basically, treat yourself as you want to be treated goes for opinions as well. Now, before we start on how to deal with those people who have opinions that makes you cringe, we are going to do something that is very important, and that is we are gonna draw a line. And trust me, this line is extremely important. It's life and death. This is very important. It's kind of a disclaimer for everyday use. It's something I refer to as the red line. Because opinions matter. They need to be honored no matter how much we disagree with them. We've already been through that. But there is a huge but. Opinions can be how upsetting they want. As long as they don't threaten a physical being. You have the right to say you deeply disagree with a politician, but if you say, oh, I wish that politician, you know, when it gets hurt, then you are not expressing your opinion anymore. And threatening people are not, I repeat, not acceptable. Even if you are very angry, It doesn't give you the right to threaten people physically. And you might say, yeah, but I didn't mean it. I would, of course, never hurt said politician. But it doesn't matter. We need to draw the line, and the line goes with threats. So disagree with the opinions and thoughts of a person, but respect their body, mind, family, and so on. This is very, very important. Violence of any kind is not right. And very often, violence can start off on social media as a threat or a joke. So be mindful, because words are powerful. And you have a responsibility for what you're saying. So now that we have drawn the line and said what's not okay, we can go ahead with the how to deal with those opinions that make you cringe. And I promise you that this is going to be tools that you will want to revisit. And the more you use them, the more they will become a part of you. And that's why I have chosen to break each step down, so that you can listen to each step and you can stop, pause, and re-listen at any time. So envision yourself around the dinner table or anywhere else, maybe in front of your computer, and up pops an opinion that makes your blood boil. It really makes you sick. What do you do? Well, I guess your first impulse is to say, oh no, heck no, and a lot of other words I'm not gonna repeat. And your first impulse might be to write an angry comment back if you are online. And even worse, if you're around the dinner table, just yelling it out, right? Next time, try this. The opinion comes. What if you try to say nothing for 10 seconds? Just give your mind that 10 seconds bridge to try to calm down. Because what happens and somebody is pushing an opinion on us that we so disagree with is that our mind basically goes into catastrophe mode. It wants to survive. So give yourself those 10 seconds to become stabilized. Step two. This step is actually very crucial, because it will allow you to take the higher ground. It will allow you to raise the vibration of everyone involved. So again, let's imagine ourselves around the dinner table or in front of our computer. Let's imagine that the 10 seconds have gone by and we are raging. Then do the following. Who said it? Who said it? This is very important. If it is a person you don't know, simply try to pass it by. If it is a person you know very well, then take some more time and say, oh my goodness, this is a pretty heavy statement, or something along those lines, and try if you can not to raise your voice. Also, if you know this person very well, it's more important than ever to maybe pull back from the table. Because it's better to take a break than to say something that you might regret later on. This is kind of step two, plan B, because this is the same step as the previous one, but it is if you don't know the person that well, or if you don't know the person at all. Let's say it's somebody you met online, or it is somebody you went to school with years ago, then you can, if it's online, you can take a pause from them on social media by not necessarily unfriending or unfollowing, but you can make it so that they don't appear in your feed. If it is really disgusting, you might consider unfriending. But it's often good to pause before doing that. Step three, breathe it out. So when we get upset, our breath begins to rise and our heart rate is pumping up and everything is chaotic. If you try to make it a habit to be mindful of your breath when you're not upset, well, it will get much easier to control it when you do get upset. So I have decided I am going to do an episode just on breathing alone. But just let us take a deep breath in through the nose together. And out through the mouth. And do this 7 times. And then see how you feel. After hearing an opinion very different from our own, it's important to take these things into consideration. Was it an opinion or an active threat? This is vital. Because a person can say that this person is a jerk because of so and so. But a person cannot say, oh, I want to harm that person. See the difference? So regardless of how angry it makes me feel when people say, oh, she's a woman so she can't do this, or he's a man so he should do so and so. Regardless of that, that's opinions. They are not dangerous. This is step 5, and it is very important because if you were threatened, you need to act accordingly. If it's an opinion, let it lie. But if it was a threat, then it is your duty to react. And if you feel threatened, contact local law enforcement right away. Step 6, pray and let it be taken away. So regardless of what or who you believe in, you can release the situation with a prayer or a poem. I'm going to use the one used in any Kundalini Yoga class when we end a session. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Sat Nam means I am truth, truth is my identity. Now that we have gone through these steps, just as a reminder, these are kind of like the post-it versions of the steps. And I made this because sometimes we need a quick refresher. And also, if you feel like I need to dive deeper into any of these topics, please reach out. And that goes for any topic. What you want to hear about next week, it's all up to you. Use the link in the show notes because you matter. And because I really, really, really love books, I've felt the urge to make room for books in this podcast, and that means that each week I will mention one book that has made me go like weak in the knees with joy. And I am so excited about sharing this week and its pick with you. I'm beyond thrilled. But again, if you feel threatened, do not threaten back. Call for law enforcement to solve the situation. I am so excited to tell you about a book called The Sacred Science. It's written by Nick Polizzi. And if you have ever heard about the book Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert, and you like that one, this is basically a health manual and a memoir, taking you through the Amazons, taking you through some very vivid ceremonies, and it's one of those memoirs that makes you feel like you were part of it. And I promise you, you will not see healing the same way again, because healing means holy and whole. So I can't recommend this book highly enough. I'm not affiliated with the author in any way. I paid for the book just like you have to, and you might even get it for free if you become an Audible member, which is free for 30 days. And then you can cancel your membership and keep the book. I am so excited about this book. It is one of those books that I didn't want to end. It's that good. And to show you how good it is, I'm gonna include a link, because the author actually had like a blog post with a chapter with one of the most crazy ceremony recollections in mainstream literature. So it's beyond amazing. I mean, you owe yourself to experience this book, and in audio it is so amazing. Like, I didn't want it to end. Beyond amazing. Sacred Science, or The Sacred Science by Nick Polizzi. Thank you so much for listening to Wisdom from the Heart with me, Andrea. I am so excited to have you among my tribe, and I can't wait to share the blog with you, which is going to be a hub where you can find all the information about all the episodes and exclusive bonus content. As a listener, you will also be able to find special perks for listeners only. And you will be able to submit a coaching request, or I coach you directly in the episode on the topic that matters to you. Again, if you have any topics you want me to talk about, any feedback, please click on the episode's show notes. If you are in the app, Apple Store, or podcast app from Apple, now, in order to see the link and everything, you need to click details on that specific episode to get all the links. And this week has some good ones. It has the one to get in touch with me. It has the ones for the amazing chapter of the Sacred Science. And it has a way to get that book for free without even being an Audible member. Yes, it's legal, of course. And also, remember that violence is never the answer. Thank you for listening, and have a blessed weekend.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.